Welcome to the Pints and Polishing Podcast, the most informational and entertaining auto detailing podcast. Yeah. Hosted by Marshall Hill of Total Auto Solutions and DJ Patterson of Eco Green Mobile Detailing. Grab a pint and enjoy.
We met a certain lady at Mobile Tech Vegas sitting next to me. And got to meet you with Rennie Doyle. Mm-hmm. And I think the whole concept of, so first of all, thank you so much for coming out here. We wanted to really, you talked to us pretty in depth about your process and what your company is for doing paint restoration. Well, we wouldn't call it restoration.
More like paint touch up.
Okay. Paint touch-up, but your process is different, and we were going to try and see if we could blend it into the detail world.
Correct.
All right, Charles, tell us a little bit of who you are.
Okay.
Give us some background story. We've also got Mr. Cass sitting next to Mr. Patterson.
Hello.
Cass has been on the podcast before talking about dealership detailing.
Yep.
And he's come to interject. We're going to discuss how dealerships do recon. All right. So, DJ, do you know what recon is when it comes to a dealership world?
From the podcast, talking to people like Cass and Vu, like, yeah, I understand.
So when a dealership buys a vehicle from someone, it goes through a whole process of reconditioning. Right, Cass can talk about what they do, you know, as far as maintenance on the vehicle and all that stuff. And then there's a whole exterior or detail. It should normally, a recon department should include detail.
Normally, our sales manager comes up with what they call a make ready. So the make ready basically has everything that needs to be done for that vehicle.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what would that list include?
It can be PDR, paintless dent repair, your touch-up paint, wheel repair. Could be buffing, could be just overall.
Almost always change the oil, right? I mean,
yeah,
service
we normally
side.
Go through, we do a massive inspection, normally an hour and a half to 2 hour long inspection of a vehicle. So we do oil changes, check tire tread depth, brakes, overall driving performance, highway around town, and just kind of gather a list.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And so then your business is a part of that for dealerships, right?
That's correct.
All right, so tell us who you are. Give us a little background. Where'd you come from as far as growing up, all that stuff?
Well, I actually grew up right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Woo!
My name is Charlotte White. I work for a company called Sprayless Scratch Repair based out of Dallas, Texas. So I grew up here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, graduated from Bishop Kelly, and I'm one of the ones who bailed shortly after and moved south of the border. So
probably made a good decision.
Hey now, Oklahoma's a great place to be from. I'm just gonna say.
Wow, to be from.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, nicely done.
Thank you very much. So I actually went to Broken Arrow Beauty College here after high school, and then moved to Texas and started in a hair salon.
That was a huge change.
My father actually had been in the car business my whole life. So he worked over in Toyota Tulsa and then ended up at a dealership out in Philly and then moved back to Dallas. In which case he decided he no longer wanted to be in the front side of the car business. He'd been a general manager, service manager, sales, finance, and so forth. And he got sick and tired of the hours. So we went into the backside of the automotive industry, which is where what we call lot rats exist.
Lot lizards, yep.
Yep, absolutely. That's the guy who comes in and does the touch-up work or the detail work or the bumper repair. And so
once we get
DJ
paid.
Was going to be involved at the dealership, you're saying that he would like to be on the backside.
I knew you wouldn't let it go. Yeah, you were not going to let it go. I was like, is he really going to pass that joke up?
I couldn't pass it up. I was giving it off to you, and you denied it.
I definitely shook my head no. I'm not taking it off. That's all you. Hey, from the back is fine. Let's see.
Too funny. Well, being a single mom in the hair industry didn't really pay all the bills. So 2 days a week, I went to work for my dad, and he started doing touch-up work for dealerships. And there used to be this product, and some of you who are older may remember it, called Mirror Glaze or Black Ebony. And he used to hand me a rag and that stuff and tell me, see that scratch? Make that disappear. And I couldn't lift my arms up past my waist when I got home in the evenings. It was awful. But eventually I decided I liked the aesthetics of cars better than I liked the aesthetics of people.
Cars don't talk back, though.
Bingo. That is exactly right.
Yes, I got it.
That was it. And so I quit the hair business and went to work full-time on a car lot.
The whole, like, people telling you a sob story of their life.
And no.
You don't like all the drama.
They have bad attitudes. Some of them even smell bad. Some of the cars smell bad, but at least, you know, it's not personal. So, yeah. So I went into the touch-up business. And what I found between compounds, and some of you may also remember this, the colored turtle wax. They had like 7 or 8 different colors,
or
and you rub the turtle
on.
Wax in. Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yep. And then the pressure washer comes through and blows out all the work you did. So what I learned real quick in the automotive industry is I hate doing redos, which means I had to do the car when it showed up on the lot. And then I had to redo the car at time of sale. And I had to do it really fast while the guy was sitting in the F&I box trying to finance his car. And then, of course, what I did fix, they picked apart. So then I had to try and make it look better. So I hated it. And having been in the hair industry, I'm like, there's got to be ways to make these chips and scratches disappear, like, permanently. So I started experimenting with nail products, like acrylics and gels.
To remove scratches off cars?
To fill them up, absolutely. I would put the paint in the bottom and then the nail product on top. It didn't work, but it did start a desire between myself, my father, and my brother, because we all work together, to try and improve it and do something different. We wanted
to. So, what were you using before?
Just touch up. We had, remember
the touch up pins?
The microfiche and the airbrush, and you used to end up with the halos on the car where you touched it up. So my dad.
Those cat's asses.
Do what?
We call those a cat's ass.
Right.
Cat's ass.
Yes.
Just it looked like a cat's ass. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't see a lot of cat ass. So.
No.
Thanks for the clarity there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do what I can.
Maybe we'll buy you a cat for Christmas so you stare at it.
We'll just go get one and show it.
Right. Here you go.
Just what it pick up the
field trip, animal shelter.
Yeah. Okay, now I get it.
Yeah. So we actually cheated. Everyone thought that was so industry cutting, and we thought it looked like garbage.
Yep.
So my dad would have the paint and a paintbrush, a little brush, and he would tap it in so much smaller than the airbrush would do. But I would run behind him with the airbrush to look like we were airbrushing, because otherwise they didn't want to pay us for what we did, but we had a better end result. Yeah. So yeah, it was kind of interesting.
That makes sense, though,
But this was all, you know, mid-90s. So the industry has changed a whole lot.
Okay, so when you're talking about airbrushing and scratches and all that, talk to detailer terms, because when we think of a scratch, you know, what we're taught is if there's a scratch and you can feel it with your fingernail.
Body shop.
Can't get it
out.
You got to take it to the body shop.
Right. So that's my niche. I come in where detail can't do the repair, but you don't want to pay the body shop to do the repair. So if the scratches or chips go down to primer or metal, I cannot make them disappear 100%. But I can make them look really good and take it from have to go to the body shop to at least showable and sellable. Scratches that go through the clear coat that catch your nail, go click, 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 I can virtually make those disappear. Especially if you stand back a foot and a half, you'll never see it. But if you get right up on it, if you know where it was, you can find sort of a ghost line. But otherwise, they are cosmetically camouflaged and you'll never know they're there. So that's what my product does. It's called Sprayless Scratch Repair. It is a paint and polishing system that makes scratches and chips virtually disappear. So our business is based out of Dallas, Texas, and so for 20 some odd years we've been doing touch-up work for automobile dealerships, and we service about 20 dealerships in the Dallas Metroplex area. I now have not just me. I'm no longer a lot lizard.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I graduated.
Congratulations.
Yep. Our product. It's a little different than everybody else.
Yeah, we saw it earlier. You came by the shop. It was, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, so
very interesting process.
I want to pass this to Cass. Cass, reintroduce yourself as far as who you are. Give us your background story, you know, elevator pitch, and You've moved positions since we last talked to you, so tell us about your new role.
It's the same positions always.
Basically, I've got 17 years in the automotive business, started out in parts, body shops, and now I am running the service department at Jackie Cooper Nissan. So, love detail, just kind of keep stair-stepping. Been with Jackie Cooper for almost 5.5 years now, and been in 5 different positions, so really cool.
What is normally, what do you guys do now, like, as far as a dealership?
From the kit that we have up at work, it looks like basically what we do is we use a urethane paint, and we reduce it down, and basically smear it on with a squeegee, and then use a reducer to remove the excess paint. It's pretty rudimentary, it takes a while, and then again, you're putting a lot of elbow grease into it. If not, we're also using a touch-up pin. So we get a lot of different cars. I think Brian and his team go through well over 1,000 cars a month back there in the touch-up. And whenever they do that, there's so many different colors out there, it's kind of hard to come up with all the different tints and hues and different metallic flakes. I mean, one silver can definitely be so many different colors just by metallic. So again, it's just kind of touch and go, and you just kind of do the best you can or kind of cocktail the paint. But again, it all takes time. And in the automotive industry, and especially dealership life, time is money. So whatever we can do to speed it up and make it happen, that's what we do.
So DJ, have you ever done touch-up?
No, I'm not. No. I mean, not paid work, no. A client's like, hey, I got this paint. I'm like, hey, I don't know how to do it, but I'll do it. And if I mess up, that's your fault.
Yeah, I would say that's normally out of a detailer's realm.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have a clue really how to do touch-ups. So
no, because the thing is, if we feel, if the people send us pictures, or, and the thing we always say is, if you can put your fingernail through it, we can't touch it. And it's just, that's it. Out of sight, out of mind. We're done. But to the client, it's like, man, they're not going to take their car to the dealer. Like, they're not going to want to do that.
I mean, they will, but,
yeah, but
if there was a way for a detailer to do it, it would make sense, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
I mean, absolutely, because any time that car is not on your lot and ready to be out front ready, you're losing time, you're losing money, because it's not out there for a customer to come and see. And not to mention, you're turning on paying another body shop, something that you could be maintaining in-house, and grasping that gross in your service department.
But so now you're using just pin? Like, what do you guys
like
do
actually
now?
Factory touch-up pins?
Mm-hmm.
Or that little kit, which was, I believe, Sherwin-Williams paint and different kinds of reducer.
And so you wipe it on?
You're basically using a squeegee, and you're kind of dabbing. If you have a whole bunch of rock chips over the front end, mm-hmm. you're painting all that paint onto a squeegee and then swiping it into the hood or the bumper, and then waiting for it to dry, then getting a different reducer to basically wipe off the excess.
And how long does that normally last as far as the paint that you're putting on?
To be honest, I haven't tested it, but again, when you're not putting proper clear coat over a paint, I mean, it's going to fade. As soon as you hit it with a power washer, most likely it's probably going to be gone. It's just aesthetically pleasing at that time while it's on the lot.
So, a little bit of what some dealerships or what detailers would complain about dealerships is they're just kind of putting a Band-Aid over it, and they're not actually fixing the problem. And then once a customer gets the car and they hit it with a power washer, all of a sudden we got the detailer that gets blamed for,
yep,
for paint flaking off and rock chip, you know.
And I can see that, but anymore, the automotive market is changing. It's so much more difficult to get a used car or a trade-in from a customer. So, I mean, we're doing everything we can to go to Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace to try to purchase cars anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
As a dealership?
Yes.
Wow.
So you're trying to be a lot more smart about it. And if you guys have noticed, we have signs outside in front of the dealerships now where they're showing, hey, we'll buy your car. Because there's so many cars anymore that are above market value, and it's harder to try to sell that end user after you recondition a car to the proper specs. That's one thing we do and we pride ourselves on, is making sure we recondition a car to an actual safety maximum. We do not allow a car to leave with anything less than 5 millimeters on a brake pad or certain tread depth. You know, the days of, oh, the tire kicker or sending it down the street or buying a car on 11th Street just doesn't work.
I remember all the used car dealerships on 11th Street.
They're still there.
Oh, are they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, too funny.
Well, the buy your pay here.
Yeah, it's now it's buy your pay here.
Welcome to the Pints and Polishing Podcast, the most informational and entertaining auto detailing podcast, hosted by Marshall Hill of Total Auto Solutions and DJ Patterson of Eco Green Mobile Detailing. Grab a pint and enjoy.